It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean, and we're going to another sequel, I guess. Frozen 2 is doing pretty well in the box office.
It's doing great at the box office. I wasn't sure if it still had legs after 6 years, but back-to-back $120, $130 million weekends suggest that it does. Now, talking about the movie after 6 years, the setting now is about 3 years after the last film ended. Frozen 1, which came out in 2013, and as everyone recalls, the first film was a runaway smash hit. I think it was an unexpected hit. I'm not sure Disney Pixar expected it to be that huge, but it turned out to be huge for a variety of reasons. The songs, the setting, I think Elsa and Anna, the two sisters, became like iconic figures, especially for teen girls and preteen girls like my daughter, Idina Menzel, great as Elsa, Kristen Bell, great as Anna, Josh Gad, so funny as Olaf the Snowman. So there was a lot of magic to that first film, and I really did like the first film, even though I was far from the target audience. This one, I don't think it's nearly as good. The visuals are still good. The characterizations are still good. But it feels like, let's have a sequel. Let's go on a journey. And that's kind of what the story is. There's an enchanted forest with some forest people that live there. And there's a lot of backstory about how this happened. And the forest kind of makes sounds that only Elsa can hear. And, of course, her, you know, her magic powers are a huge part of the first film, controlling those powers, lack of control, or letting it go. Let it go, as she sang so famously in the Oscar-winning song, as Idina Menzel sang. So that's really the plot, is what's going on with these forest sounds she's hearing. What's she going to do about it? Is Anna going to go with her? Because they'd have to do everything together. That is made very clear early in the film. So it feels like a journey for the sake of having a sequel. And the film does kind of plod along. It does not move quite as rapidly, quite as perfectly as the first film. But the major problem with this film is the songs. So we have the same songwriting team back, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez doing the songs and Christopher Beck doing the composing. Same directors are back, Chris Buck, Jennifer Lee. So you would think, wow, here we go with another hit. But the songs are very similar to the first film songs. You know, you have Olaf singing a song. You have Elsa's big breakout song, Show Yourself, which is kind of the let it go of Frozen 2, but it's not hummable. None of the songs, like Do You Want to Build a Snowman, Let It Go, we can all kind of hum those songs to ourselves, those of us who've seen the movie. I came out of this wondering what song would be memorable from Frozen 2, and I can't think of one. So it's hard to capture magic twice, especially with songwriting. And I think they tried to duplicate the songs in similar structure, but they just didn't come off as good. And that's hard to do. It almost feels like a contract piece. Write the same songs you wrote for the first film, but just make them a little bit different. And that is, I think, the main problem with the film, is the songs just are not memorable.
Okay, now, who is this film aimed at?
I still think it's aimed at teen girls and preteen girls. That's the big audience because of Elsa and Anna, mm-hmm. These kind of, you know, empowering female Disney Pixar characters.
Very
which
popular.
Which is great.
Halloween costumes.
yes. And, you know, we famously waited in line at Disney World for 3 hours so Chloe could meet Elsa and Anna in the spring of 2014. Her interest in Frozen is not as great as it was, my daughter's interest, but clearly there's still interest out there. So that's the audience. Clearly they've reached the audience again. But as a piece of filmmaking, it is not going to go down as one of Pixar's masterpieces like Frozen or Toy Story or Up or Ratatouille or WALL-E or Zootopia, any of those which I think are masterpieces or near masterpieces within the last 10 years. It just feels like somebody got in a boardroom and contracted a story and songs. And there's something in movies, Doug, it's called magic. It's something you can't quite define, but you can put your finger on. Casablanca has magic, Gone with the Wind, The Godfather. The first film is magical. The second film is not as magical, and that's about as succinctly as I can put it.
Nevertheless, this is big business we're talking about.
Sure.
Huge marketing push on this movie and, of course, the original. And you have to wonder, well, if you've got, you know, box office beating returns – that Frozen 3 is probably in somebody's mind.
Probably. I would certainly think so. You know, a lot of Disney sequels have gone right to video, right to DVD. This is one that's in theater. So they clearly are banking on probably a Frozen 3. But as I said, I just don't see this falling into kind of that Zootopia up Frozen 1 masterpiece list of Pixar. Brave was a good film. You know, the cast is still good. There's some interesting subplots, some spoilers that I can't reveal that are interesting as well that have to do with Elsa and her family and the past of Arendelle. There is a great visual sequence involving a dam bursting. The animation and visuals of the water are stunning. That's not the problem with the film. It looks great. You know, it's got that great Pixar look. It's just the content is thin.
Well, in our lifetimes, we have seen the transition from cell animation to computer animation, and it is amazing in its detail.
It is.
Stunning. I love that stuff, actually.
And both Menzel and Kristen Bell can both sing, and Josh Gad has that musical theater background that enables him to inhabit Olaf so well.
All right. I've got a kind of a strange Oscar trivia question for you. Two animated films have tied for the most Oscar nominations, and one of those actually won for Best Score and Best Original Song. What would that have been?
So you want two films?
No, I just want the one that actually won Best Score and Best Original Song.
I'm guessing it's not Frozen because we're talking about Frozen.
Correct.
I would say it's Beauty and the Beast.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast broke Oscar records. It was nominated for 6 Oscars. It won for Best Score, Best Original Song. Beauty and the Beast, Be Our Guest and Belle. And it retains the title of the animated movie with the most Oscar nominations, tied with 2008's
WALL-E.
Yeah, there you go. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.